Understanding the development of political parties in the early national period. Political parties developed so that people who disagree can gain decision-making power without resorting to violence. As George Washington's Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton was the financial officer of the government. He had to obtain an income for the federal government that would free it from dependence on the states. Hamilton believed that citizens should think of the federal government instead of the states as the center of financial power and stability. Then he believed they would identify their own interests with the success of the national government. To achieve these goals, Hamilton came up with the following plan. 1. Fund the $54,124,465 national debt by paying off federal certificates at face value. Hamilton wanted to ensure that the credit of the U.S. would be respected in Europe and that the people who had bought federal notes were rewarded for their loyalty to the new government. He also wanted the wealthy to see the success of the new government as paramount to their own success. Opposition to this plan came from those people who believed that the original recipients of the government notes, not speculators, should receive the government payments. Many Revolutionary War veterans and the widows and orphans of veterans had sold their government notes to speculators for cash. 2. The national government would take over state Revolutionary War debts, thereby tying both the states and their citizens to the national government. Virginia and all the southern states except South Carolina had already paid off their war debt. To get Virginia, the most important southern state, to support this plan, the nation's capital was put on its northern border near George Washington's home. 3. A national bank was created to stabilize the currency. Southern and western farmers tended to disagree with this plan because they wanted an inflated currency, and they feared that the bank would be controlled by eastern capital. Northern bankers, merchants, and lawyers tended to agree with this plan. 4. A protective tariff would protect infant American industry and encourage the development of American manufacturing. Hamilton's financial program laid a sound basis for the stability of the new government and for the future economy. Moreover, in adopting Hamilton's program, the government defined the role of the federal government broadly. The Whiskey Rebellion of 1794 was used as an example by the national government to show that it could enforce its authority. In 1791, Congress placed an excise tax on liquor distilled within the U.S. Many farmers distilled whiskey from their own grain, and they avoided paying excise taxes. The farther they lived from the heavily settled coastal area, the more the cost of transportation forced them to ship whiskey instead of grain. In 1794, federal officials tried to collect the whiskey tax in western Pennsylvania. Farmers there resisted these efforts by rioting and terrorizing some of the tax collector. Alexander Hamilton helped lead an army of about 13,000 soldiers westward over the mountains. Resistance disappeared as word of the approaching army spread among the rebels. President Washington had proved his point, and the people arrested in the Whiskey Rebellion were soon pardoned and released. The Republicans, later called Democratic Republicans, informally organized their opposition to the Federalists in 1791 in response to Hamilton's financial program. The Republicans grew in strength battling the foreign policies of Washington and John Adams, who became president in 1797. Characteristics of the first political parties. Federalists. The party of Alexander Hamilton, John Adams, and John Marshall were led by merchants, bankers, and lawyers with the greatest strength in New England. Federalists favored a strong central government, interpreted the Constitution loosely, believed in a government by the elite. The Federalists passed the Alien and Sedition Acts. They tended to be pro-British. And they favored Hamilton's financial policies, the protective tariff, a national bank, assumption of state debts, and funding at par. The Democratic Republicans were the party of Thomas Jefferson and James Madison. They were led by planters, farmers, and wage earners living mainly in the South and West. They favored stronger state governments, interpreted the Constitution strictly, and favored rule by the educated masses. The Democratic Republicans supported individual liberties. They passed the Virginia and Kentucky resolutions in opposition to the Alien and Sedition Acts. The Democratic Republicans tended to be pro-French, and they opposed Hamilton's financial policies. They were against protective tariffs, they were in favor of state rather than a national bank, they were in support of agrarian interests, and opposed to the assumption of state debts.